I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving Eve, everyone. Or happy Thanksgiving, wherever you are.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
To all those who celebrate it.
Stuffing your faces.
Hope you're keeping boundaries intact with your family. And, you know, if you're doing a Friendsgiving, I hope people showed up this year. And I mean showing up with good stuff, not skimping the feast.
I'm worried that my feast won't be the feast that I need, but I've already made contingency plans for like a solo dining journey over the weekend if I need to do a Thanksgiving feast like on my own.
Cute. What are your main plans?
I'm going to go to my friend's house and just have like a low key, like three of us just gathering. Ordering food. Yeah.
That's gather.
I know, but my two friends are very thin that I'm hanging out with. So I'm just worried that they're not going to be down to clown in the binge eating ways that I like to conduct myself on the holidays.
Thin gays or thin female identifying peoples?
Thin straights.
Love.
One guy, well, one girl.
Well, yeah, it's always good to have a backup when you're like, I'm always like, I will order bread.
And yeah,
those I'm with,
like base level.
But those I'm with sometimes do not, they try to say no.
Oh yeah, no. Like if I'm out to eat now, like if I go to a restaurant, I need a bread basket ASAP.
Bread basket and olive oil ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Bread basket and butter, honestly.
Mm. I would next week in Philadelphia, in the greater Philadelphia area, I plan to go to this place, this diner called Ponzio's that has bread loaf, like small rolls with cream, like cheesecake filling in them.
Wow.
Incredible.
Are they a sweet treat?
It's like savory sweet together.
Interesting. Sounds like a slam dunk home run combo.
It is. I love it. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of like, whatever. Like, I think as an adult, I don't care about Thanksgiving or Christmas. So I'm happy to do whatever. I just care about like a food journey attached to either one. But as a self-sufficient woman and an independent girl boss, I can satisfy my own food needs. So it really is NBD to me.
Yeah. I mean, I still like the holidays.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving's just chill, and it'll be fun to like pal around with the babies here.
Mm-hmm.
See them just interact and be curious about what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Children, like, I love being around children at a holiday. That's like the most fun thing to do as an adult, I think, in the holiday season, is just like watch babies and toddlers.
Keeps the spirit alive. Last night we went to a Christmas tree lighting at this like outdoor mall, and they had this like, these dancers from a local high school performed, and they were just, it was very like Sparkle Motion and Donnie Darko. And my niece was just like into it. She was like kicking her little legs.
She knows how to get down. She knows down. A party when she sees it.
She does. It was just, I just love like local stuff, like local, you know, local celebs and like local performances. Like, it's just, it tickles my soul.
There have been some, I've been spending so much time at the Grove lately. It's actually insane, but there have been like local vibes at the Grove, like just like a singer will be there just like lounge singing or whatever in the plaza. And I just am obsessed with that. People gather around.
It was a very Grove-esque place last night.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, the Grove's Christmas tree lighting ceremony happened last Friday, and I was wondering what all the like explosions were. And they literally did a fireworks show that was like inauguration level fireworks.
Oh my God.
It lasted for 30 minutes. I went outside and just like watched from the corner. And then I saw these people in the building next to me that had all gathered on the roof of their building. I was so jealous because I was like, I want that view.
That is insane. That tree is a actual skyscraper.
Yeah, that tree went up on Halloween.
That tree is like in the skyline of LA. Like, it's like at least 150 feet.
That tree has secrets. Like, it's like Denver airport level, like a hub for hiding away, nefarious activities. It's a portal to like another world. I would say like Godzilla versus Kong style. You could probably portal through that tree into that upside down Kong world.
Hollow Earth.
Or 10,000 BC if you were so inclined.
If you're a La Brea head. Yeah. A friend of mine, her kid was at like they do like a kid cella there in the summer or something.
At the Grove?
They have like little like concerts for kids sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that her kid was there, and the parent that took the kids recorded a video of them like dancing to the band playing, and they were singing songs about Caruso, who owns the Grove. They were like singing songs like praising him, the band.
I was a owner of some of the most powerful and beautiful outdoor malls in Southern California. You better believe I would be having bands make up songs about me and singing them for children to spread the word.
Yeah, it was very like Kim Jong vibes.
Yeah, that's like you should be, I would expect nothing less than like dictator level entertainment
capitalist.
From my fucking king of malls.
Mm-hmm. King of malls.
King of outdoor shopping experiences. I would not classify it as a mall.
King of Olivia Jade getting the news broken to her about her mom while on a yacht, AKA your yacht.
Yes.
Love that.
Love that.
That was just a perfect...
Unbothered. In my lane, flourishing on my yacht. Meanwhile, at Coachella, at the Grove.
They're singing songs.
People are singing about me. Yeah.
Praising me and my my status.
I see truly no issue.
No, I'm not saying there's an issue.
The Grove also is better than the Americana, and I'll stand by that 100%. I went to the Americana recently and was not impressed.
I was in the Americana last year at one point, and they had, I feel like they had COVID testing and an outdoor, they had COVID testing and the dining, food court in a parking garage at the Americana or something. And it freaked me out. They had a food court set up in the parking garage. You don't believe me?
I don't know, because their restaurants have outdoor dining, but maybe it was like lesser known. Maybe it was like sprinkles went into the garage or something.
Yeah. Are you in a testy mood today?
I'm in a testy mood. I saw, you know,
why? I'm feeling it through the screen and it's making me uncomfortable.
Well, it has nothing to do with you.
No, I know, but I'm feeling it.
I think it's because I saw House of Gucci last night and it was so fucking bad. And I knew that it was going to be bad. It was also so long. It's 2 hours and 37 minutes.
That's
a chunk of time that when I am on my deathbed, I will wish that I had back.
Unless you're Dune, you can't get away with that runtime.
No. You have to be a truly like great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every minute has to be great in order to pull off a 2 hour and 37 minute runtime.
Damn. And Gaga wasn't good.
No, she was amazing. But like no one else gave her anything to work with. So like eventually she too became kind of bad. And then by the end, people were just like laughing. Like,
oh no.
It played like a comedy, and I don't think it was meant to be a comedic movie.
Wait, really fast. It's see, here's proof.
That's a Glendale Galleria.
I knew.
I know my malls well, and I know the inner workings of my malls.
You got it.
It's next door. It's easy to get confused.
Do you think Gaga could win an Oscar for this?
No. I think this movie is going to make a lot of money, and then everyone's just going to pretend that it wasn't a huge fat piece of shit. But those who saw will know.
I'm seeing it, I think, tomorrow or not tomorrow, the next day.
Well, I would say get stoned as hell or, I don't know, sedate yourself somehow, but that's not an option. So just go in with an open mind and
listen,
be ready to check your watch every 30 minutes, because truly at the 40-minute mark, I checked my watch and I was like, oh my God, like we've got to be at least like a little over an hour through this movie. And then checked, hadn't even hit 40 minutes yet. And I was like, oh my God, like there's still 2 hours of this movie left.
Damn. You know, as long as my girl is bringing everything she has to the table, that's all I give a shit about. And I know that she will bring 100% like she always does.
She's bringing it. There's one point in the movie where she's straight up just dressed up as, remember when she did that like alter ego?
Joe Malone.
The male. Joe Blow. There's a scene where she's dressed like him.
Oh no.
And Sierra was with me, friend of the pod, Sierra Pavia, and she was like, "That she looks like Joe." And I pulled it up on her phone and it looked exactly like Joe.
I love Sierra pulling it up in the theater.
Yeah. People were like texting in front of us. There were some girls with like shopping bags behind us, just rustling them all around.
God,
they left, like a bunch of people left like at the 2 hour mark. They just had enough.
Well, I was hearing a lot of Spencer walkouts, which I was very is very confusing to me.
I understand why people would do that, but it's truly a litmus test for if you're a genius or if you're just a plebe, and like plebes will walk out of that movie. Like it's not for everyone, and I respect like their decision to identify themselves
as a stupid person,
like an untouchable.
Well, okay, to be fully honest, like I was like blown away by Star Is Born. We know this. The readers, the listeners, they don't have to like, it's not breaking news to them. But there were a few moments where I had to grit my teeth and cringe through her acting. A few moments.
Yeah.
She blew me away for probably 95% of the movie. And there were a few moments where I had to be like, okay, this is, you know, she's acting really loud. You know what I mean? I was like, okay.
Yeah.
The scene that everyone talks about where she's in the bathtub and he's like they're fighting when she's in the bathtub. Had to wash that through my fingers.
There are definitely cringe scenes in this, but she is also making good character. She's making choices, and I just appreciate her as an actor making choices and making things interesting. But truly, like, Adam Driver is like a slab of turkey breast that they stuck a stick in and then just went like beep, 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 beep on screen. He brings absolutely nothing to the role.
I wonder why.
Her trying to act versus him, he just looks like the guy, really. Like, if you look at pictures or whatever, he looks almost exactly like him. But like, his accent, the accent work in this movie is truly like astoundingly bad.
They shouldn't have had them do accents.
Yeah, but also it's like, they should have just not made this movie at all, because, or just like, let Italians make this movie that literally could not be a more like Italian heritage story. And the whole time you're just like, why are these Americans like pretending to be Italian? And then they would say Italian phrases that I just know from Duolingo. And I was like, they're not even saying these phrases correctly. Like, if you tried to say it that way on Duo would say absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, an example of a show doing it well where they don't have accents is Chernobyl. But that, I guess the show...
They all had British accents in Chernobyl.
Right, but it like...
But that made more sense. I didn't question that.
No, because it was so good. You don't question it. But if it's not good, you will question the accents.
And an Italian accent, like, I think a British accent is almost easier to do across the board, because there's less ways of like interpreting, like putting your spin on a British accent. But there are
Gaga sounds like
ways to put a spin on an Italian accent.
Gaga sounds like Natasha from Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, it veers, some of them veer into like Russian territory,
which I love.
Jeremy Irons, he veers just into his own British accent territory, then veers back. Adam Driver veers into his American accent, then veers back. Gaga becomes Russian. Jared Leto is in a completely different movie than everyone else. He thinks he's the star of this movie, which is like a rollicking comedy with him as the main character.
He's doing like mime humor.
He's doing he's literally riding high off of his turn as like the Joker and taking Joker energy into this Ridley Scott pick. It's also inexplicably foggy the entire time in the movie. Like, every outdoor shot is foggy. Even inside, it's like foggy and dusty. I was like, why is everything so foggy?
Yeah, did you film it in like Transylvania? Like, what the fuck?
Like, they constantly have a fog machine going on set. Pacino is good.
Fine.
Yeah, he's fine. But he's like got it dialed down to like,
he's fine.
Even he goes into like Pacino speak, but then we'll veer back.
Damn.
And it's just, everyone is like, oh, what are you doing? Hello, this is a Gucci. This is your legacy. And also they have like, I didn't know that they were, I didn't realize that this took place in 1995 or like whenever this guy was like assassinated or whatever. Yeah,
1990.
Yeah, five. But then they had a woman playing Anna Wintour that literally is unwell. Like, you're going to cry because she looks like Kristen Wiig playing Liza Minnelli. She's like nude. Her physicality is like noodly. And I was like, you got to be joking. And then they have some guy playing Andre Leon Talley in one scene sitting behind her. And he just goes, oh my. And you're like, wait, is that supposed to be ALT? Then they have some very scraggly man playing Tom Ford. Which I was like, would love to be friends with Tom Ford, hit him on the text and be like, yo, have you seen this? Like, / what are your feelings? / I'm so sorry that they did you like this.
Tom Ford is so hot.
He's so hot. He did not deserve to be portrayed in this manner. He's portrayed positively, but it's just like, I'm sorry. You've got to, the whole thing about that kind of biopic is like, You have to cast someone that's hotter than Tom Ford to play Tom Ford. Not someone that's less hot.
Every review I've read is praises Gaga, but says the whole movie is like crazy.
It's like watchable garbage. Like, you're never not like, I can't watch this. But you're also just like, what is this? There's like 12 minute scenes that true. And it's like, they said nothing. The whole thing, it says nothing about anything. You don't come away having like a deeper sense of like what Gucci means or what like the legacy means, or you're not even sad. You feel nothing for anyone. Salma Hayek is randomly in it and as like a psychic, but like you don't even get like the seedy, they don't get into like the seediness of like this woman who was so high up, like in Gucci. Like, you don't get any sort of like deeper look into the emotional landscape of any of the characters. And then like there's this real high-low mix that's happening where, like, I guess like this woman, Patrizia Reggiani, hired a hitman to kill her ex-husband. And like, wouldn't you love to live in that world for like 30 or 45 minutes of her trying to like arrange this, or her getting to the low point of like doing this? And it's like so seedy. They literally devote maybe 2 minutes to that. Mm. And that it's just so, it's like, who, why, how?
Whomst. Can you just tell me, like, just so I have something to hope? Can you just tell me that Gaga was good?
Yeah, she's good. There's also a scene where she just gets railed, and it was my favorite scene.
By Adam Driver?
Yeah. That made the movie, like, that's like, I reflect on House of Gucci and just like her getting like raw dogged by Driver.
Adam Pyle,
like, at a construction site. Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, all right.
And she's great, but like, it's just a piece of trash that everyone should see, but it might stick with you and put you in a bad mood to where you're alienating your podcast co-host the next day.
Oh,
so just beware.
You're not alienating me. Wow. I want Adam Driver to raw me in a lumber yard.
Mm-hmm.
So
what are you looking at?
I'm looking up, I wanted to see a review. Just New York Times or New York Post, Lady Gaga's new movie is abysmal.
Like, it's, I need someone to like savage it.
I mean,
I would also love, like, can Ridley Scott just like retire?
No.
Imagine making Alien and then later in life making House of Gucci.
I will say, watch All the Money in the World.
Yeah, I need to watch that. That's actually, I'll watch that this weekend because I've been wanting to.
And
you've talked about that a lot. And then someone else recently was like, you've got to see that. And it was good.
If any of his like movies about dysfunctional wealthy family should be praised or remembered, it's that movie.
Yeah. I feel like no one cared about each other really in this movie. Maybe, was it shot? It was shot during COVID, wasn't it?
Mm, it was.
So maybe like people couldn't hang.
I just love Gaga's press junket. Just
she is popping her pussy to get the word of this movie out there.
But I love her saying she was in character for 18 months.
I believe that.
No, honestly, you can kind of feel shows that were shot during COVID. You can feel like La Brea, which I'm still watching.
How is your La Brea journey?
I mean, it's an insane show.
They're still in 10,000 BC.
Oh, yeah. Some people have come down, come down through the wormhole.
More people are coming in.
Mm-hmm, but
wow. Are they do they rappel in, or do they just kind of jump in?
Through via plane.
Oh, wow. It's like an even bigger
helicopter
production.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
But you can feel like other stuff too. Like I've been watching other stuff, and you can kind of feel like that hint of COVID. Just like
it felt like COVID.
Yeah, which I told, it's like no one's fault. Like we're in an insane situation, but it must be
I'd say it's Ridley Scott. I'd say it's the director's fault and the studio's fault. I'd say it's both their faults for this movie specifically.
Well, you want something that is, that does, feels like probably how it is at all times, even though it's shot during COVID, is Tampa Bay's. How about that? I was actually going to talk about that.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like COVID at all in Tampa.
But I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening.
You're listening to Sexy, Unique
Podcasts.
The Many Bays of Tampa.
The Many Bays of Tampa.
Honestly, the best name
that was
that
so good
we've ever come up with.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
I think about that phrase, the many bays of Tampa, multiple times a day and just smirk to myself. And it brings me so much joy. I hope that David Chase somehow gets word of the many bays of Tampa.
I hope the bays of Tampa get word of this.
I think that they very well could. It's a small world in Tampa.
I think it's a pretty niche.
But wait, there's so much more Tampa content being pumped out. Selling Tampa?
Selling Tampa, which, by the way, happy Selling Sunset season 4 day.
That's today. Oh, there is hope after all.
There is hope.
Just when you think that your life has been ruined by Ridley Scott, Selling Sunset premieres on Netflix and it's all okay.
And then we get the promise of Selling Tampa, which looks amazing.
Yeah.
Tampa is, I think, becoming like, I think because of tax stuff, it's going to be like a new place.
Are there tax credits to like film there?
Taxes are just lower in Florida.
Love. Do they have state income tax?
I don't
Or state know. Tax?
It's like, well, Georgia's like, that's why they film everything in Georgia. I think some states in the South are just like that.
They get tax credits, yeah, for Georgia, but there are some states, like Texas has no, do they have no sales tax? Doesn't New Hampshire have no sales tax?
Delaware.
I gotta get more into like tax laws in other places, because I'll tell you where the state is that will just bend you over and dry fuck you with taxes. It's California.
Los Angeles. These girls aren't thinking about taxes right now.
No, our taxes ladies, are the last thing on their mind.
We come up on the aftermath of the Y2K party. There's like alien floats in the pool, tinsel, you know, things are still, you can just feel the hangover. And Mac goes over to Murph, aka Brianna, and Haley's house to fill them in on all the shit that went down in the Uber.
Yeah, Mac is back. Surprise. No one, because she literally lives in a hedge outside of their house, waiting for them to hear like the sounds of them like waking up in the morning, and then shows up like organically.
Mm-hmm. She's like that video of that woman who crawled out of the crawl space to like eat food. Have you ever seen that video?
No.
Oh my god! Some like guy, his food kept going missing, so he put a Nest camera in his kitchen, like a night vision camera, and you see him get up to get water, and then he goes to bed. And then a little longer later, you see a hand come down from the crawl space over his kitchen, and it's a woman who's been living in his apartment without him knowing, and she steals his food at night.
Oh my god. It's parasite vibes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mac is, like, just so excited to tell them and, like, continue to say in their favor.
Yeah, she's reporting live, even though, like, we know exactly what happened because Shiva recorded everything like a boss. But they're recapping, like, what went down before Summer and Marissa decided to leave the party. And Haley goes, they were chugging from a Rumplemintz bottle, and then they flipped out. And a place of Rumplemintz is so wild to me. And I guess they are, like, in their 20s after all, but... Jesus Christ.
I think only a few of them are in their 20s. I think most of them are our age.
How old are these women?
I think I'd say about two-thirds of them are over 30.
Late 30s.
No, but I think they're like early to mid 30s. Except
I thought
Olivia.
They were like 23 to 25.
I mean, I don't know. They look.
They all look the same level of sun damaged, but would love, would love any sort of ages on anyone's Chiron. Like, please, Olivia is the only one who's been upfront about her age.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
But just like a chugging of Rumplemint. Did you ever drink Rumplemints?
No.
Schnapps? It's like a, it's like a mint, like a peppermint.
No, I had like Bacardi
vodka or something.
which made me want to throw up all the time.
Oh my God. I like did a double shot of rum once that put me literally head on a toilet seat for hours, like not throwing up, just like sad, and could never even sniff rum again because it was so traumatic.
Ugh.
And they Murph
goes, this, when we were realizing what was transpiring outside was that all the ladies were going to a bar, and I was really pissed about that.
Yeah, and it cuts to like the night before where Murph tries to imply that Marissa is like gonna drunk drive. She's like, please don't drive with a drink in your system. Don't make that mistake. And I love Summer leaning over the driver's seat going, she didn't fucking drink, back off. Queen shit.
Yeah.
I'm now a Summer and Marissa super fan and a Murph and Haley hater. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, they suck.
They suck. Haley's hot, but...
They're just like basic, kind of holier than thou for literally no reason.
Because they have a house.
Well, okay, but like...
But like, great. That doesn't make you great.
Mac is not okay with, she's like, I don't like being recorded. Because she thinks Shiva has been passing around the recording, obviously. Like, who wouldn't?
Yeah, and she sent the clip to Jordan. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, who's Jordan again? But she's the girl with like the long D girlfriend. The one who's like, not exist.
The one who's like, I'm so weird.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Mac feels like Shiva only recorded her end of the argument. So like, she's not okay with, she's very upset with how it's all been like portrayed.
Yeah, because I guess Mac thinks she's being portrayed as like the antagonist.
Crazy. Yep.
But really it was just two drunk girls screaming at each other.
The rest of the team, Marissa and Summer and that other couple that like is very beige looking, they meet up at Tuscan Sun, which made me scream. I just wrote, not this.
Tuscan Sun, which looks also just like White Lie on the inside.
You, to be very honest, you could not pay me money to go to Tuscan Sun for brunch.
I feel like all these places look the same. It's like...
They are literally the same. Tampa looks like it's a man-made like pond surrounded by like corporate parks.
Tampa is like just one long strip of like shitty WeHo Santa Monica, but a whole city of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that like, same energy.
And the energy of like a corporate park.
Yeah.
No hate to Tampa.
A little hate. A little Tampa hate.
We're going to be
like respect, but also no thank you.
But we will do a tour there.
What's the best restaurant in Tampa? I'm Googling that now.
Tuscan Sun, probably.
No, don't say that. Italy is shook. Italy is suing Tampa. World War III is starting because of Tuscan Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Magazine.
The Tuscan Sun. Oh. What does it say? What does it say?
I got on TripAdvisor. Huge mistake. Okay, according to local foodies. Oh, no. We'll do Time Out Magazine because I feel like that's like... Ooh, lele. Yeah. It's an award-winning restaurant along the Tampa Riverwalk, known for its Native American and Florida fusion.
Mm.
I don't know if I would like those things fused. Alligator hush puppies.
Oh my God, I love alligator.
That actually, yeah, it's like not bad.
Sorry to all, but I'm very into alligator, fried alligator at like a gator stop.
Yeah. The deviled pig. It's like a barbecue restaurant. Ooh, the Columbia restaurant. It's Florida's oldest restaurant.
The deviled pig.
The deviled pig. Roman fig, which kind of looks like a sir vibe. Globally inspired dishes. Spinner's rooftop grill. Oh, it's St. Pete Beach. I gotta be honest with you. Gotta be quite honest with you.
It looks amazing.
I'm not loving a lot of these restaurants.
I want like
Giggle Water, Social Club, and Screening Room.
I want like an ad in like an American Airlines magazine where they like do those like Tampa rethought, and it's like some chef that moved from New York to like turn Tampa into like a new food scene. Mm-hmm. And they have this amazing like 3-page article about it. And I just love being like, wow, this is great.
I know. I love, don't you love when like little random cities get like
profiled?
The foodie trip. Should we make Tampa like the new Austin?
Yeah, I'm hoping all these shows will put Tampa on more of a,
like a chic trajectory. Okay. Mm. Ulele restaurant looks good. I'll say it.
I'm rooting for Tampa.
Who can tell us the best Tampa restaurants? I know there are Tampa Bays out there because a lot of people responded on Patreon and
what
in
do
the
they
DMs.
Say? Do they know these girls?
No. They don't know them. And then someone was like, Mel saying that she's the only LGBTQ artist in Tampa is like an outright lie. She was like, my friend owns an art gallery and neither of us have heard of her.
Okay, we'll get to that.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. But like, let's go to Ulele.
Okay.
When we go to tour in Tampa.
So Haley apparently sent Marissa, Haley on Murph's behalf, sent Marissa a novel-sized text about summer, basically being like, take care of your bitch. And she sent her like novel size, like, you know, those huge messages.
Oh, wait, I think Haley texted Marissa, like, she was like, go off and run like you always do. And
no,
then Marissa texted Brianna the novel size and said, you better take care of your bitch before I tell why summer doesn't fuck with you.
Okay.
So Brianna has like
clearing up that like lesbian,
so much lesbian texting.
My favorite was run like you always do, fake as fuck.
I love texting another lesbian couple. Take care of your bitch.
Take care of
you better
bitch.
Get your bitch under control.
And then that was like a bomb going off when she said, or I'll tell her why we don't fuck with you.
So like Brianna has some sort of shady past or like something went down. And I hope that we get to know exactly what it was.
No, we hear it right now.
What? It's just because Brianna hits on Summer all the time?
Brianna is like a dog. She plays grab ass with the girl, with like multiple women, grabs ass, she grabs Summer's ass. She like goes around and is just kind of like, like slaps girls' assholes all the time. And they feel like her and Brianna have more of a business relationship than an actual relationship. And that Haley one time was crying because she was like, people think that we're in an open relationship, but we're not.
Yeah, because Brianna's just out there.
She's out there like
dogging lesbians left and right. She's doing a deep, she's taking her side part out on the town and just like.
She's
scissoring.
She's kind of a, yeah, she's
abandoned.
Like a playboy.
But I think that there is like more of a, there's something that happened with that friend of like Marissa and Summers, like whichever one of them knew her in high school. Remember there was like a friend and something bad happened. And I think that's why. That I want to know what happened.
You're kind of rocking side part energy right now.
Well, I had to channel. I went full, but I have a lot more volume than.
No, I know. They have like kind of thin hair.
Brianna's hair.
I don't like Murph.
Me neither. I think she's
I'm not into her.
And
I think she's rude and obnoxious. And
I think Haley
nicer.
Should get out of that relationship.
I think Haley's nicer than her. And Brianna's like. Something's up with her.
Yeah, she just seems like a very cold person.
She like me tooing people? Is that like what's happening here?
I think she's just like overly flirty. She's just like a giving like old man at the function energy where it's like, you know, there are just certain men that are gonna be like, hey baby, and like
country club energy.
Yeah, it's country, old country club. Old balls energy.
Old
we're
scrotum.
Kind of just like, okay, like old Gregory's gonna like old Murph is gonna like grab your waist a little bit and be like, "You're looking good lately, sweetie," but like really is harmless at the end of the day. But you're just kind of like, "We just have to put up with it until he dies." But Murph is like, old Murph has passed the torch to young side part lesbian Murph, and now she's like,
she's been possessed by. She's been like,
he's possessed by the spirit of an old country club man.
He was like, I'm gonna live in the body of a lesbian so I can play grab ass with women and not get like as in trouble as a man would or something.
Yeah.
So sick.
He like consulted with a psychic. He died like right around like Me Too 2017 on his deathbed, and they had like a medium come in. He was like, "What can I do to make sure my spirit lives on?" And she's like, "Well, you shouldn't be a man in your next life." And he's like, "Put me in the body of a lesbian." And then that's when Brianna decided to be called Murph. Like one day she woke up and she was like, I feel like one day she went from totally like femme and chill energy and like a sweetie pie, that she woke up and was like,
I'm Murph now.
And Haley was like, "Babe, hey Brianna, like love you, babe." And she's like, "Who's Brianna? I'm Murph."
There is and no Haley Brianna, just had to Murph.
Live with Murph for years.
Speaking of Mel's art studio, Olivia arrives. Olivia depresses me.
Yeah, Olivia arrives. Sad. Wait, also one thing. No one's ever seen Haley and Murph kiss.
Oh yeah, that's weird. I feel like Murph could be like low-key, like self-loathing gay vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, but yeah, maybe. And she presents as like really gay. Like,
no, but I don't know. Maybe
the whole package, I'm like, you are a lesbian.
No, she's totally that, but obviously, but I maybe she has like some hangups about like PDA.
Mm-hmm.
And
the marriage thing is also weird.
Maybe it translates to her being like, hey, because she like can't have like healthy affection towards people. I don't know.
I feel like we'll learn more.
We'll learn more. Olivia arrives at Mel's studio with Dunkin' Donuts.
Just and sweet. White Claw.
And White Claw.
That combo at like the fresh hour of 10 a.m. She goes, "Do you want coffee or do you want alcohol?" And Mel's busy like, doing her art in quotes.
Sorry.
Someone please stop Mel.
Her art is an assault.
It's a truly
gray.
No one asked for this art.
It's like silver, purple, and white. It's like very like Georgia O'Keeffe nightmare.
Yeah, it's like bad Georgia O'Keeffe.
Mel is very, quote, "Wow, I'm crazy" artist. She's kind of like, there's no one else like me in Tampa.
Yeah, she's very like, just like bohemian artist. Like kind of lives in a garage a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, when Olivia's like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm working on my paintings for my art show." I was like, this sounds like a person that has never identified as an artist, but now that the show is filming, they're like suddenly an artist with an art show.
Yeah, she like started painting during COVID.
Yeah.
"I'm painting for my painting show."
She's like, "I have to do a lot of paintings for my art show coming up." And Olivia is super hungover.
She went out on a Monday night.
"I like getting a little wild, a little crazy, but I'm trying to tone it down."
He's kind of Rock of Love style.
All these girls' aesthetic is like extremely Rock of Love, which am realizing like why my soul was like so called to these women.
Yeah.
Like they struck a nerve, and it was my Rock of Love nerve.
Well, the way she says it, she asks it like a question. She goes, "Well, you know how I'm kind of crazy, kind of wild." She's a burgeoning alcoholic.
I would say she's just full-fledged alcoholic at this point.
So Mel discloses that the two of them are like really came together as best friends over the last like few years. Mel and her both got out of really serious relationships. I think Olivia had been in a relationship since she was like 16.
Wow.
So she's like fully in like gay adolescence where you're just like getting blackout drunk as much as you can and going to terrible gay bars every night of the week.
Yeah. And Mel has turned to art.
Mel has turned to like sad paintings and being kind of an enabler to Olivia, but also like giving her like compassionate distance till she hits her rock bottom.
I feel like she's handled the Olivia situation pretty well.
No, I think it's like, it's good, like detachment, loving detachment, being like, I can't tell you what to do. Like when you are ready to get help, like you will come. Thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out what Mel's piercing situation is with like her various nose and lip rings.
Oh, it's
like, are they all one piece? Is it like three different pieces?
She just is confounding to me. Her studio really darked me out.
Her living situation felt extreme Tampa vibes, but the kind of Tampa I would like to stay away from. It was not selling Tampa. Let's just put it that way. But also,
her,
I'm sorry, she, like, no, I've not seen any houses in Tampa that I'm like gagging over.
There are some beautiful, there's some beautiful, I mean, Tampa's beautiful. Like, I've been there. It's like, there is,
oh, I'm
there,
sure.
There are beautiful parts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, when they were skateboarding later in the episode, I was like, oh, this is pretty. But like the houses that I'm seeing on the show.
Oh, of the ladies.
Yeah, I'm not
seeing
any houses that I'm like wanting to live in.
Brianna and Haley act like their home is like, I don't even know, the Windsor Palace of like Tampa, of the Tampa queer community. I have to say that
they're
Olivia
like Christmas at Sandringham.
Yeah. Olivia and Mel give me very like Larry Clark's Bully vibes.
Olivia's so Larry Clark.
Skateboarder Damn. Girl.
And just like pointy in that Larry Clark way.
Skinny, skinny, skinny.
Skinny, skinny, skinny. Big time drinker. Pointy.
Pointy. So Summer and Marissa, their house is being renovated, so right now they're living with Marissa's Greek parents. And
love them.
I'm obsessed with them. Her mom is named Renee, and she's an iconic realtor.
And I love that she's also wearing a name tag throughout most of this episode.
I thought for a second, I was like, oh, she's a flight attendant.
Yeah, and I love she's how she's doing biz.
She makes all her calls on her Apple Watch, which I love.
Like a fucking boss.
Her dad seems to be some kind of real estate guy. Like he built,
like
I think
eating.
He's a developer. He's eating lamb.
I was really happy for Greek representation on the show, but also really miss like Greek food.
Chicago.
I dated a Greek guy in college and would always go like to his family's house in Michigan, and they were Greek and they made like the most delicious food.
Yeah, it seems like a really incredible culinary scene. Like
yeah,
big,
we
big family food.
The Taverna Tony's in Malibu.
Let's do it. I love Greek food.
Yeah, we'll go to Taverna Tony's and we'll feast.
I love her parents, her supportive Greek parents, supporting their lesbian daughter and her partner.
Yeah, Summer and Marissa are, they just bought their dream house, but they've been having to renovate it and it's been a real money suck for them. And Marissa really wants to propose to Summer, but she just has to wait until she can afford a ring, and she wants to get in that house and set up shop before she pops a question to her beloved.
Her dad eating lamb, I felt very like seen.
Mm-hmm.
Just eating lamb, being like, hey, hello.
I also love just any scene that opens with like a lesbian driving a U-Haul into a driveway. I was like, that had to have been an intentional shot.
Totally. Olivia, Shiva, and Mel go to the park to skateboard, and they're all like boozing.
This scene really, I had to watch through my fingers because I was
I was cringe.
I was cringe. They, I feel like, spent 15 minutes total at this park, like skateboarding, which none of them actually really can do, but they just like lolled around on skateboards. And then Shiva spotted a gaggle of like straight women sitting on a blanket. And
it kind of gives credence to the stereotype that gay people are always like hitting on straight people. I was like, oh, it's my
not
God.
Not doing anything for like negative associations with gay people.
Shiva has zero game.
Shiva sees these girls and she goes, it's 2021. It's Tampa. There's a good chance that one of them's a lesbian.
And they go, like, so you guys like girls? And they all go, no, we're straight.
You know,
they all look like they're on The Bachelorette.
And their fear is palpable.
They're like, we're literally just trying to eat our shitty takeaway salads from like Erewhon. And you're sitting on our blanket.
Erewhon is like, they wish that there was Erewhon.
Yeah. Whole Foods.
By this park. They're just like sitting there. And then Shiva's like, oh, you're not even like curious or anything? And they're like, no.
Shiva has Rosie from Real Housewives of New Jersey energy.
Yeah, she's big Rosie energy. And then I love when when anyone sits down for like a few minutes, but then is like, well, we should probably head out now. Like,
yeah.
Saying we should probably head out when you actually like you don't need to head out is like such a thing.
Like, okay, you sat
you sat here.
She was like, you guys want you to put your Instagrams in there. I was like,
oh girl,
I want to like help her. I want to like go with her and be like, okay,
I know, I just want to like tweak a few things fashion wise
because she's pretty,
she's stunning.
Yeah, she's very beautiful.
I love her deep little voice.
Her eyebrows like are awesome.
She's fucking killing it, except when it comes to interacting with another human being. She goes into we should probably head out now mode, and I can't take it. Guys, send Carrie and his whole family healing vibes, because these men are dropping like flies.
My dad and I both fell.
Mean me dead.
And I think I posted like a photo, just I thought it was like funny, just the two of us, like. And I think I didn't explain that, like, I think people thought we were in an accident. So I had to, like, take to my stories and be like, we're fine. Because my sister was like, I didn't like that photo. So, of course, I start spinning out.
Love it when Taryn cracks the whip.
Taryn always trolls me. Yeah, they were just, like, they left and were like, now we have to go drink to, like.
They literally went to the park and got crazy for 15 minutes, and then they were like, we're so crazy, we've got to go. And then they had to like go home to deal with how crazy they just were at the park.
And the
they're literally not doing it. Like, no one has done a single crazy thing on the show aside from just Cuppy being Cuppy. She's like legitimately the craziest one of all of them, but everyone, she identifies as like Cuppy, and everyone around her identifies as fucking crazy.
Cuppy, I have to say, is a little, she's giving me a little flop energy right now.
Why? You're not impressed?
I'm like, I waiting
thought we
for
get
her
to stick with her story more in episode two, and then they really moved into a place that I did not see it coming, where we were going to go in this episode.
Yeah, I need less like sad addiction drama and more Cuppy like just going around whining.
Why? Well, I like both, but more Cuppy, less Murph and Haley.
I'm so sick of Murph and Haley.
I'll tell
Murph that to her face.
Yeah, Murph needs, and she needs a fucking attitude check.
I'll go up to her and say, you're a flop. And she'll be like, hey man, that's so cool.
Shut the fuck up.
Why does she talk like that?
I don't know.
She talks like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
She talks like a male pop star.
A mask top. Yeah. She's like She's like, nervous for her.
She's always like, yo.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Marissa and Summer.
I'm not gonna fucking marry. I don't need to.
I'm talking directly to you right now.
Oh, I gotta prove my relationship's so fucking real because, like, oh, I got a certificate. I'm not getting married. Smash got to 3:07 a.m.
Oh my god. 3:07 a.m. Paranormal act. It's the true witching hours.
Also, I was like, what's going to happen? Is this house going to collapse? I literally was like, oh my god, this house is going to collapse. Because it was just an establishing shot of the shack that Mel lives in.
Olivia gets this... Olivia leaves one of the most harrowing voice messages I've ever heard.
I'm actually, my eyes just filled with tears remembering it.
Olivia's like, she's like, yo. Yo, Mel. I need you to come get me, girl. I'm about to go to jail. I think I'm about to go to jail. I need you to come. Yeah, I'm really fucked up. I need you to come now. All right, love you, bye.
I fucked up. I wrecked my car. I'm going to jail. It was a true, it was like
play by play.
With her on her journey.
She was seeing the signs rush by, and it was like one of the signs was like, you might be going to jail. And the next sign was, oh, you're definitely going.
You're going to jail. I might go to jail.
I also have to say that. It reminded me of the Real World San Diego. There was the one that had Cameron on, who was then went on to Summer Charm. There was a character named Robin, and Robin goes to jail one night, and they get up. She calls the house, and they're like, "Robin, is that you?" And she goes, "Yo, bud." She's like this, like white girl with a red bob haircut, Auburn. She goes, "Yo, I'm in jail, bud. Come get me." Shit, man. I'm in jail. That's what this reminds me of.
Jail vibes. I was so stressed out by this voicemail as someone that has gone to jail twice as a minor. Hey. No. I might go to jail. I'm going to jail. I fucked up. Wrecked my car.
It was bad. It was sad.
Then Mel calls her the next morning and she's like, where are you? And Olivia goes, she goes, I got your location on your phone. It looks like you're in Clearwater, so I'll come get you. And Olivia goes, oh, I'm in Clearwater. She doesn't even know where she is.
And she goes, Mel goes, well, you're in Clearwater right now. And Olivia goes, oh, shit. I didn't even know where I was. Oh, my God. She's like, damn.
Like, honey.
I'm about
bad.
To. She's like babbling away in her drunk Southern accent. She's like, I'm about to hop-tail out of here.
I think I wrecked my Jeep pretty bad.
So then we cut to Cuppy. Cuppy's been waiting. For Summer and Marissa at a Greek restaurant. I guess there's a big Greek community in Tampa.
Love. Another reason to hit up Tamps.
She's waving her fan.
She's waving her fan, annoyed. They sit down and she goes, oh, wow, you guys are so late. I just drank 4 drinks. And I was like, oh, my God, Cuppy, that's crazy. And they were like, really? And she goes, no, it was a joke.
She's so funny. Cuppy's so funny.
She is really funny.
I'd be like,
not for reasons that she thinks she is.
She's like the comedian of the like classic Cuppy.
I drank like 4 of these drinks. Like, thanks for making
me wait. I had to drink like 4 drinks to wait.
Thanks for making me wait, guys.
And then she said, she was like, I didn't realize where I was. And then I like looked around and saw these flags. And that she was talking about Greek town. But at first, I truly could not hear what she said. And I thought that she said, I looked around and saw all these blacks. And I was like, Cuppy, what the fuck. And then it was flags. And I was just like, oh my God.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you saw all these fags.
I wish, I feel like Cuppy has free license. All these ladies do to say that.
Yeah, of course. Cuppy goes, she goes,
you know, so I just realizing, like, since moving back, like, I really want to be, like, more, like, I want to get to know Tampa Bar and, like, get reacquainted with it and, like, be, like, active and, like, fun and, like, out in Tampa. And I was like, okay, goals. And then she goes, so I'm thinking of, like, doing a tiki boat. You guys going to
rent a tiki boat for Saturday?
You guys in?
And they're literally like, no.
They're like, no, we're not. We have to work.
We have to work.
The nurse, I guess.
Yeah. And they go, God, Cuppy, you're crazy. And she goes, I'm a gift and a curse.
She goes, yeah, it's going to be, like, kind of fun. Like, I'm going to invite, like, Summer. And well, I'm going to invite Murph and Haley and all them and Shiva. And I think Shiva's bringing, like, a beer bong. I was like, cool.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know what a tiki boat was and then was.
It's like a raft.
It's a raft with a porta potty on it.
Yeah. I don't know how that was staying afloat.
Me neither.
It defied physics for me. I just feel like I could see it slowly. Does the boat captain just
drive it like a paddle boat? Is she just...
I could just see the boat
being like... Bicycling? Because if a wave came, it would just fall over.
I know.
I don't want to be on a porta potty at sea. Doesn't it smell? That porta potty just is getting sloshed around the whole time.
Ew.
I'm a gift and a curse.
I'm a gift and a curse.
She reminds me of Joe Castle Baker. That's how she talks, kind of.
Yeah, his like impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Mel is picking up Olivia and she has like a fluffy pink steering wheel.
Artist vibes.
It was very like, what is the car that Uma Thurman drives in Kill Bill?
Yeah, she drives a tiny little bubbly truck. The pussy wagon.
Like, the pussy wagon. And I feel like it has
But
like,
her truck is like shag. Half the length of a regular truck. It's like a little black truck.
Yeah.
Which I loved for her. But then that steer, I've never seen such a fuzzy steering wheel. It was like beyond, it was a level of fuzz.
Beyond it's like a the
3-inch thick fuzz.
She's an artist.
It was true. The artist at work. The artist in her off hours.
Olivia, she picks Olivia up and Olivia's like, she's like, oh, do I see you? And Olivia goes, oh yeah, I think I see you. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then Olivia gets in the car and Mel is a good friend. She hands her a vape, Reese's cups, and a water bottle.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a good friend. Mm-hmm. Olivia, they read the charges. Olivia was driving on the wrong side of the highway.
And crashed her car on the wrong side of the road.
Like she could have easily died or killed.
Yeah. It was really bad.
So it's Simon.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
No, you're not interrupting. We're just talking about Simon watched that episode.
Oh love gosh. It. How's where does Simon stand on the many bays of Tampa?
Where do you stand on Mel's art?
I don't like it.
You didn't like it.
Damn.
The artist.
The artist. The feedback from another artist. What could she do to make it better?
What could she do to make it better? He said sad girl street art.
It's the... Having like swoopy floral things like around a sad girl doesn't ever work for me. No.
Yeah. It's very mural-y.
Mm-hmm. Very Diego Rivera.
I like Diego. But he was an asshole.
Cameos by Simon. Mel, so Mel's picking, so Olivia's like, she's like, damn, I just really got to get some shit together. Mel's like, I would think that you should maybe not. She's like, I'm going to never drink and drive again. And then Mel's like, I would think maybe you take some time off from drinking in general. And Olivia just
I don't know about that.
Olivia goes, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
I was like, Olivia, there's a seat at the table whenever you're ready.
She calls her dad. This was like truly really sad to me because I was actually having flashbacks of like, mm-hmm. being a teenager. Mm-hmm. I was glad that she's so transparent about getting arrested and like what the charges were and DUI and whatnot. But like it brought me back to teen getting in like getting arrested and just getting in lots of trouble and like drunk driving and being like so reckless and irresponsible. And then yeah. like her calling her dad to get on his AAA. And then the AAA lady asks, how old is your daughter? And he doesn't know. And I was like, ooh, been there, sweetie.
Oh no. Her dad, Steven, is so her we find out Olivia's mom died when she was 16.
And her grandmother died. Her mom and grandma died within 1 hour of each other.
Yeah.
But like how?
I don't know, some Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher shit, I guess. But
like I would love a little more info.
Her dad, Steven, has since like remarried and like kind of started a new life. Basically seems to have left her behind a little.
Yeah, she said he put her in an apartment when she was 16 and he moved to Tennessee to get married and like start over.
I mean, it sounds like so he must I think have
she
money.
Comes from like a rich family.
Yeah,
because also that Jeep is expensive that she was driving.
Olivia says the most precious item she has from her mom is a Louis Vuitton backpack. So that kind of that made me sad because I was thinking it would be like some kind of like cute keepsake or like a pillow or, you know what I mean, or something. It's, I don't know, just gave me some, it was a very illuminating insight into her.
Yeah, the backpack's in her Jeep, so she hopes it's in there.
It's like the only thing she can remember her mom by.
Yeah.
And that makes sense that she was in a relationship that young for so long because she was like living on her own.
Yeah, because she had her own apartment.
Yeah, she was like, come on over, ladies.
It's crazy to me when, like...
I know.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah.
I think especially in situations like that where it's, like, too painful for a parent to, like, deal.
Yeah.
You're they kind like, of... Oh, yeah, you're going to rent an apartment now.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go do my thing and you do your thing.
I'm gonna do my thing.
He didn't even ask her. He didn't even ask her like why. Like, it seemed like he didn't even care that she had just gotten in like a fucking DUI.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think if you're calling to get on AAA, you probably don't have a great relationship with your parent, that parent to begin with. Because, and I'm speaking from experience of like making a AAA phone call to family members.
Mm-hmm.
You're either just on AAA.
Or asking to be on it.
Yeah.
Some of the gals head to the arcade.
Yeah, the arcade is a real lesbian hotspot.
Makes sense.
Two twin lesbians are also there.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Too many characters. Just settle on like a three people.
Cuppy. Olivia. Summer.
Marissa and Olivia.
But like I feel like we're gonna get to know these two blonde better lesbians. Yeah,
in Tampa they're apparently, according to Jordan, in Tampa there's a culture of who's who knows who and who's the most successful. I was like, wow. All right.
Fucking cutthroat. You think that
you think you your city's tough that.
Yeah, go to Tampa, no one knows you.
Mac and Who Shiva really? Kind of talk out their issues.
Yeah, they squash the drama.
Well, Shiva gives like a non-apology.
Yeah, but they also settled it only for it to like come up later with people that had nothing to do with the happening.
I was hoping that they would settle it by doing like a secret handshake. Like do 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 like on the Parent Trap. Do 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 do.
Yeah, or settle it by playing an air hockey game.
Meet me on the table.
First one of seven wins.
First one of seven buys a round place, buys a pizza for everyone here. All right.
If I was in Tampa, I think my vibe in the lesbian scene would be like very serious.
I think so too.
You gotta be, you gotta come in like just fucking serious.
I'd like to think I could thrive as a gay in the Tampa lesbian, like be friends with all the lesbians in Tampa.
Not these ones though.
But not, I don't think these ones.
I'm sure there are like really cool lesbians in Tampa.
Oh yeah. But I think all the cool ones wouldn't agree to be filmed.
No.
This feels like the B team.
This is definite B. This was like the third or fourth round of lesbians that like the network went out to being like, so your group of friends.
Gone are the days of actual like Laguna Beach, they were the actual cool kids.
Yeah.
And then since then it's like,
since then you have real L Word, which is true reality canon, but they are also some B teamers. Mel, yeah, Olivia gets her bag back from the impound. We had a flashback of her hot mom.
Her mom.
And then Mel says, I'm one of the only LGBTQ artists in Tampa. Mel finally can get back to painting for her show after she deals with Olivia's car drama. She's like, okay, finally.
This is going to be kind of maybe seem like left field, but I get the vibe that Olivia is a pathological liar.
Olivia?
Mm-hmm. I got it. I don't know what listening to. I just got the vibe that she like has. She's like. I don't know. I just got the vibe when she was describing her mom. It seemed like she was pulling things. She was making things up as she went along. I don't know. I got that. I suddenly, you know, when like you're with someone, you're like, oh, like someone, you meet someone new and you're like, I feel like you're lying right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why I got that vibe from her.
I feel like.
She's like, my mom is like more my sister than my mom. I was like,
I feel like that something really dark happened, which caused her mom's death, and she's not talking about it. I feel like it could be like drugs or something like that. And when she's like, my mom is like more my friend, it's like she's leaving out some like key details. So
yeah, I guess you're right.
That might read as liar.
Yeah.
I feel like Mel's more of a liar than Olivia.
Well, that's a pretty outlandish lie. I'm one of the only queer artists in the Tampa area.
In all
area.
Of Tampa.
Okay.
In this huge city.
I don't believe you.
No, I wrote.
There's probably a lot of lie. Cubby's Cruise gets its own title card. It's very Killing Eve.
Kiki Cruise. The poor potty boat.
Their captain is a lesbian named Lori.
Yeah, love Lori's vibe.
She had very Captain Sandy energy, but like more femme.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a bikini and she's, I guess she's sort of like daddy eye candy for the ladies in some way. Like mature lesbian vibes.
Mm-hmm. Was she confirmed les?
Maybe not. Maybe she was just gay baity.
Yeah.
Which they're fine with.
There's like a hot tiki boat captain.
She goes, woo, they all get on. She says this weird quote about like friendship.
Oh yeah. Cuppy was like, waiting. As they were waiting for everyone, she sees like Sheba and the other girls walk up and Cuppy goes, why does she look like fucking Gilligan?
There she goes again.
Cuppy, you're so mean to Sheba.
Also, all of your jokes are a dud.
She's in a place of Gilligan humor.
Like, oh, yeah. And these people are like, wow, Cuppy says some of the jokes he says, I don't know where she gets it.
Someone said that about her?
No, I just feel like that's like people have said that about her. Like, she's so...
They're like, she is so fucking funny. She has like a crazy sense of humor.
All Haley, Murph, and Brianna arrive. They're menacing to me.
Yeah, Murph is truly like, I feel like she's killed someone.
Yeah.
I feel like she's run over someone in that Mustang of hers. And just like didn't even flinch as like the bumps hit.
Wernos energy.
Yeah. She is total Wernos vibes.
Je suis Aileen.
Aileen. Je suis Aileen.
Shout out. You know who you are.
Yeah, we know. Everyone follow
Je suis Eileen.
Eileen Wuornos on Instagram. I'm not going to tell you how to spell it because it's a special spelling and I actually don't know how it's spelled. But if you manage to find it, it's one of the best meme accounts you'll ever come across. Hashtag Je suis Eileen. They see a dolphin, which was nice. And then Cuppy goes, I'm chugging margaritas through a beer bong. I'm shampoonging. Love that for me. Oh my God, it's that time of year to fire up Je suis Eileen again. Do you know there was an Eileen Wuornos copycat account?
Yeah.
But I think got it shut down.
Xmas with Haley. Anyway,
yeah, Cubby's like just going crazy on the porter potty yacht. They're like going out. They're going out.
Love that, I mean.
To the inlet. I'm like, don't do it. You're not gonna go any further. They have to like stay in like a man-made reservoir.
Truly, if one wave came, it would be a toilet slush outside of the porta potty into the bar area.
Haley and Brianna demand that Shiva replay them the video in person.
That was so weird.
They're talking so much shit about Summer and Marissa, and Cuppy is on the other side of the bar just glaring at them.
It's unclear what they're even really mad about. It's also like Mac and Shiva, everything's
yeah,
fine.
They're good.
So there's no need to like talk about it again.
I think Murph
I also want to coach Shiva on like how to stand up for herself because I know that she has it in her to do it, but I sense that she's very scared and she does not need to be scared of Murph.
Shiva, I think, is a genuinely nice person. And when Murph starts coming for her at the end, I literally was so mad for Shiva. And I wanted to like protect her.
Me too.
I was like, fuck you, Brianna. So they get out to like a deep part of the ocean. And Marissa,
they're now at sea.
They're now like fully at sea on a raft, like on a riverboat raft.
Like this raft, I would say the raft from
Castaway
is better quality than this tiki boat with a porta potty on it.
Brianna gets very triggered because Shiva's like, yo, when are you guys gonna get married? And Murph is like
playfully asks, yo, you guys gonna tie the knot soon or what?
Cute.
Wrong fucking question.
Wrong. Haley's like, yeah, I mean, I want to get married someday. Murphy's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, hey, I was like, great basis for a long-term relationship where one of you really cares about getting married and the other one is firmly against it. Like, I see this going well for you both.
She's like, yo, I don't need to get married. I don't need to succumb to societal pressure. She's like, yo, my relationship is better than any lesbian's relationship in Tampa or straight people.
She goes, we've been together for 6 years. Like, I don't need a fucking certificate to say, like, oh, I'm with this person for, like, the rest of my life. She goes, I'm built different.
I was like, Shiva's like, face,
hair texture is built different.
Yeah.
Put a conditioning mask on.
Zing, zing, zing. And then.
Then Murph goes full Murph vibes.
And she goes, yo, she's like, I'm talking directly to Shiva right now, even though she's not looking at her.
She does scary thing where she will address you without even looking at you. She'll just look straight forward.
And she was like, she goes,
don't question me because you're literally Joker vibes.
No, she just says you're literally a joke. Which is so mean.
Oh, I thought she said you're literally a joker.
No, she goes, don't question me. You're literally a joke.
She goes,
and she was like, I'm literally never just...
You will never get married because you can't keep a girlfriend for 5 fucking seconds. And I was like, God, you're so mean. Also, this girl is like 18 years old. Why are you bullying her?
She was like, damn, Murph. I'm just like, I just asked a question. And she goes, She goes, and I have to think, why is she asking me these questions? Is she recording me?
No.
I'm like, you guys, your sense of your celebrity in this town is like unreal.
Your paranoia.
Was she going to leak it to like the Tampa Lesbian Sun? Breaking news.
Murph. No one ever recorded either one of you.
Murph at sea can't confirm whether or not she's getting married to Haley. Like, if that's the that's like the on the gossip.
Got it. Tampa Dumois.
The lesbian Dumois.
Literally, like, she don't ask Murph a question in hopes of just making like chill conversation, small talk at the bar.
I thought that what she said was so unnecessarily cruel to Shiva.
Yeah, it was deeply hurtful. Like, that's like her. And I'm not like, you're going to go 0 to 60 based on just like an innocent question like that.
Yeah.
You're wild for that. Brianna Murph.
Brianna Murph.
Whatever your fucking name is.
Anyway.
Guys. Pray for me to get over this Gucci slump.
This funk. It was a good episode, though.
It was a good episode. I'm excited to watch more. I'm like totally in it with these lesbians. Love them so much. Root for them.
Root for us next week on our tour.
Oh, we cannot wait to be in Philly, Boston, New York. Sold out, sold out, sold out. It's going to be great. It's
going to be great. Come prepared to laugh, to cry, to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't be a dick.
Love it.
Love it. Follow Laura at Laura's Marie.
Follow Carrie at Ecario.
Happy Thanksgiving. Grateful for all of you.
Bye.
Bye.